Oh my god, I love this intro because of what happens when this thing goes on.
You guys can't see what's happening.
I'm over here headbanging and I look up and Caitlin's doing like
I'm strumming the bass.
You're strumming the bass. It was so awesome.
With like two fingers because that's like, it's like two chords the whole time.
That's pretty funny.
I don't know how to play bass, but I'm assuming that's what that actual bass person's doing.
He's saying bass.
Maybe in his head. I don't know. I don't know how you count music in your head. Everyone's different.
Law and Disorder coming at you. Episode 18.
Season 6.
We are here and we're feeling good.
Yes.
So let's thank the sponsors real quick. Let's thank Wayspace Audio for the music, as always, for giving us the headbanging bass beating music we got here.
Thank you, guys.
And Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google product needs. And we've got an interesting one here, I guess.
Yes. So women, or I'm going to talk about what women find most confusing about men.
Is this like a genital logic thing?
I guess we can kind of make this a genital logic. It's not going to be over a certain topic, but I think this kind of matches that.
We're going to answer some questions for you.
Well, I think you're going to answer the questions for me because I'm confused.
I'm going to answer some questions. I'm going to enlighten you.
Yes, enlighten me about men because obviously I've known nothing.
And you live with one.
And I live with one. And I had a dad my whole life. I had a brother my whole life growing up, but still, I know nothing.
Let me enlighten you.
Okay. So the first thing, and this, I feel like I know the answer, but you're going to enlighten me more because I hate this, but why does it take so long for men to poop?
So, I can't speak for all men, but for me, it's not the act of pooping itself that takes forever. It's like, I like to read when I'm pooping, and sometimes I just get like into an article, and I'm just like, oh, I gotta finish it. You know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm reading something, and then I just like, I kind of... Like, I'm like, oh, I got to finish the article. I got to finish this chapter, whatever it is that I'm reading. You know, now sometimes you got to have some help and you got to sit there for a minute and you got to like kind of just let it marinate, I guess. But sometimes you're just there because you're in the middle of reading or you're just enjoying your quiet time. You know, my wife, my son, my dogs might be in another room and I just get in there and I'm like, oh, it's quiet. Like, now I do have a cutoff point. Like when my legs start going to sleep, I know I've been in there too long. So I think everybody's tolerance is different at that part.
See, cause when I don't know how old I was when I finally realized that it takes forever for men to poop. At first I thought it was because you were literally pooping that whole time. Like, I was like, how much are you eating? One, like, are you just pooping that much? Or like, are you constipated every time you go to the bathroom? It just takes that long. But now, yeah, like I understand you're not actually in the act of going the whole time. You're sitting there doing something else, like on your phone.
So I was listening to an episode of a talk show one time, of a sports radio talk show, and somebody called in, and him and his buddy would go to the bathroom at the same time, I guess after lunch every day at work, and they would go to poop. And they would play a game where they would get things of toilet paper, make little balls, and they would throw them over the stall to try to get it into the other person's toilet seat. So like the little gap that's like, you know, where you sit and mm-hmm. to the front of the toilet seat. Like that was a game. They were trying to get it in.
Oh my God.
That's a bit excessive. And also I don't like pooping next to other people. I try to avoid that
You're a privacy pooper? Private
pooper? I try to avoid that like the plague. If I go somewhere public and I have to go, one, I will try to avoid it as much as humanly possible. I can't stand going to the back to do a number two in public. But if I do, I try to like be at the far end of the stall, like the far end, or I have the handicap one where I have more space. Like when you get that person that just sits next to you and just goes, I'm like, ugh. Like, you're not at home, buddy. I need you to courtesy flush. I need you to do something.
Okay, and here's something else I don't understand. Like, sometimes you're out on the road and you stop at a gas station or somewhere to go to the bathroom, right? Mm-hmm. And whether or not I'm peeing or pooping, like, I have to go to the bathroom. And if I am in a woman's bathroom, it's typically all right. Like, don't really run into a lot of issues when I use a woman's bathroom. But if, let's say, it's like a unisex bathroom, like one of those single stall bathrooms that men and women can use. Why is it that sometimes when I go in those, there's poop in places where poop should not be?
Like on the wall or on the floor?
The floor, the wall, the sink, on top of the toilet. Like, why is it places where poop should not go? Like, why does that happen? Who is doing that on purpose? Like, what is going on? Like, I don't... who's doing that? Why? Why? And I don't feel like it's women, because when I go to women's only restrooms, I don't have that issue. But my husband Harrison has been to public restrooms, and he's been to, like, men's only restrooms. And most of the time, he's like, yeah, there was, like, poop everywhere. Yeah. I don't understand.
I don't know.
Are those, like, little kids doing that? Is that, like, people, you know, strung out on drugs doing that in there? Like, I don't know.
I don't quite know why that happens. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know why that happens. And why does it only happen at, like, a truck stop? It's never at, like, a Walmart or a Target. It's always, like, in these weird... It's always, like, on an interstate truck stop. That's where it happens. That's what they're known for. These chronic... defecators just like to defecate and deface.
I don't know. I guess as women, we go and we want to get out as fast as possible. Like, I could not, like, if I had to go, first of all, I'm a fast pooper. I'll say that. Like, I'm in and out. Like, I don't know why it doesn't take me a long time. Unless I'm having, like, a stomach ache or stomach issues, I'm fast. But, like, even if I wasn't fast, I don't want to go and then sit in there, even if I am reading something interesting or whatever, with that in the toilet, because it makes the room smell. Like, I don't want to sit in that, even with the fan on. I don't know. I don't want to sit there knowing that that's underneath me in the toilet. Like, I go, I clean myself up, and I get out.
Yeah, but I poop 95% of the time before I shower. So I'm not too worried about that, because I'm going to take a shower anyways.
Well, yeah, you shower like 3 times a day.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. Now, if I'm somewhere like... let me rewind this. If I'm somewhere public and I have to go to the bathroom like that, I don't break out the phone. Like, the goal is to get in there, take care of business, and get out. And, like, but no, but at home, it's like, I'm about to take a shower. I don't care. Like, it's just my relaxing time, I guess.
Well, that's the answer I've gotten, I guess, from my husband when I've asked him.
See, just... We're not doing anything malicious in
there. I know. And I really don't want to know what you're doing in there. I know what's going on, but I don't need the specifics. But I'm just like, you've been in there half an hour. I thought we were going to go do this errand, blah, blah, blah.
It's just our me time, man.
Okay. You do you. You do you. Okay. Here's another one that I legit want to know, because I am a woman. As a man, you have a man part. What do you do with said man part when, like, you're running? Or if you're, like, riding a bike? Like, what? Where does it go? Like,
so, I guess the best thing to explain this is kind of like when women wear sports bras. Like, if you wear a sports bra, it's to, like, hold them tighter, right? So that they don't bounce around. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, guys are supposed to wear, like, a tighter fitting underwear. So whether it's, like, a boxer brief or a brief or something, like, you wouldn't wear boxers and go ride a bicycle. Or you wouldn't wear boxers and go run, because then it's all just going to bounce around and it's going to hurt. I think the same way with women. You got to have some kind of support. Everybody's level of comfort is different. Like, on a bicycle, it's not necessarily the underwear. It's the seat. For me, it's the seat. Like, if that seat presses the right way, it's gonna hurt to ride the bicycle. So, like, I have to... Like, when I bought my bike and I had to get, like, a specific seat that helped me with that, like, could angle it a certain way to where it wouldn't bother you as much. And then you still have to wear underwear that kind of hold it all together. But no, it doesn't. Like, it's not supposed to bounce around. It's just like women. It's not a good idea if women have it bounce around. It's not a good idea for guys either.
Okay, but that makes sense, especially, like, if you're planning to work out or you're planning to go running. But what about, like, those brief moments? Like, let's say you're out and about outside shopping or whatever, and, like, let's say it starts, like, pouring down rain and you're, like, running to get cover. Like, what happens in those few seconds that you're running to get cover?
That's why you wear comfortable underwear to begin with. Like, you can't wear... I mean, I haven't worn boxers in 20 years, maybe. I think I wore them when I was a teenager. But... Yeah, I wore briefs growing up as a kid, because that's what all little boys That's what your parents buy you when you're a little boy. And then as you get older, you realize what, like, what you like, what you don't like. In my early 20s, I discovered boxer briefs, and it's like, oh, I get the same support of briefs, but I don't get, like, the, it's not as constricting, like, around your thighs and all that, like, because, like, briefs are weird. I don't even for women, they seem weird to me. Like, they, like, to me, they, like, cut into, like, your inner thigh, and it holds heat where it really shouldn't, and boxer briefs give you the comfort, but the support. It's like the comfort of a boxer, but the support of a brief. So if I wear that all day, I can pretty much, it's the same thing I'm going to wear when I work out. So it's like, I'm always ready for that. But yeah, grab, I mean, it's, I guess it's the same thing like a bra. Like if you guys wear like a looser bra or no bra, it's going to hurt at the end of the day, right?
Actually,
like just from the whole like.
No, it's the opposite. Like if I were to wear a very constricting sports bra or even like a push-up bra and I wore that all day, that hurts more when I take it off versus me wearing a loose bra.
Hmm.
Because they're like pushed up, they're constricted. And I'm not saying like it hurts all day, but like you, when it's the end of the day and you take it off, it's like, ugh, like they can breathe. They're a little sore because they've been like pushed up all day. But if I were to go braless or wear a very loose bra throughout the day, I take it off and I feel exactly the same.
Well, see, our underwear aren't really like, they're not like squeezing you together.
No, like, it's just kind of like.
It's just enough.
Yeah, I get it.
But at the end of the day, you're still like at the end of the day, when I take a shower, I'm wearing like basketball shorts and no underwear. I'm like, okay, I'm just chilling. But I don't know if that answers the question or not.
No, it does. It does. I'm like, I didn't know what happened to your man part. If it just kind of.
We're always prepared. If you wear the right underwear, you're always prepared.
Okay. That sounds good. Oh, so this one's kind of interesting. So men can be completely oblivious to any mess in the house, but can spot a wall that has a brush painted in the wrong direction from 20 feet away.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the sink has been full of dishes for 3 days, but I'm more interested in the speck on the wall over there.
So my big thing that my wife and my son can't quite figure out with me, because we have 4 dogs. We have 2 older dogs and 2 puppies. You know, little dogs like make messes and all that stuff. And our flooring is, it's like a light laminate. So like, unless you're really looking, you can't always see a pee, mm-hmm, or a pee stain. I find every pee stain. I find a pee stain's been sitting there for like 2 days. Like when it gets dry, you really can't see it. It's like if there's a pee, I don't smell it, I see it. And I walk, and Andrew knows, my son knows, like, hey, clean up the pee, make sure it's good by the time dad gets home. And I'll get home and I'm like, what about that? What do you mean? It's right there. Where do you see it? It's right there. It's like, I don't see it. I'm like, it's right there. That drop right there. I see it. I see everything. And I'm like, you don't see it? I'm like, how do I see it and you don't see it? But yeah, the pile of dishes, I'm like, I don't know. The dishes are irrelevant. That drop of piss right there, that's...
And that doesn't make sense. I feel like the dishes are more relevant because you use those all the time.
I don't know. I just see things. And I guess all guys do that. We all see, like...
I think you see what is important to you.
Yeah, and well, and I don't know if I can speak for all guys, but for me, like, especially the pee thing, once that gets into my head that, like, oh, there's piss on the floor, then I'm going to look for it every day. And I'll look for it every day until those dogs die. You know, it's like, it's in your head that it's there, and now you got to hunt it down every day. And it's like your mission to, like, find it. I don't know.
I don't know either. I live with a man. I have a husband. I don't know. I think he's a little different. I feel like he notices the things, again, that are important to him, like the fridge. So to him, it's very important to have like foods separated to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
Like all our cheeses and dairy products go like in one drawer, and all our like meats and deli products go in another drawer. And he doesn't like to cross-contaminate those. So, like, if I put a meat in the cheese drawer, he's like, why is this meat in the cheese drawer? It's supposed to go in the meat drawer. Or, like, if I put meat in the fridge to, like, thaw out, like, if it's frozen, I'm trying to thaw it out overnight, and I put it in the fridge, he's like, you got to put a paper towel under it. Like he's very specific. I don't know.
No, I'm not like that. I don't care about that crap.
Oh, okay. Maybe guys, like, they each guy has something that they care about, and that's what you look for. So for you, dog, it's the pee. Piss. It's dog the pee. Do your dogs pee that much inside?
Yes, because there's two little ones.
Oh my gosh. How old are they again?
Like 12 weeks.
Okay.
I mean, they have pee pads, but, like, they're still, like, figuring out, like...
Okay. They should grow out of that soon.
Well, once they're done with their shots, they're... Because they're so little, they're almost done with their rounds of shots. Then I'll put them outside.
Okay.
And I'll let them go do that. But right now, they're still in the pee pads. I can't wait.
This one's funny. Why do men always have the prettiest and longest eyelashes?
You know, Myrna says that all the time. Like, Myrna has to buy whatever. What do you guys call it when you get them put in?
Extensions.
Yeah, she gets those. Andrew is 9, and Andrew has eyelashes that are at least my length, if not longer. I don't know why. I mean, I remember when I was 14, 15, and I got my contact lenses, the optometrist was like, yeah, he goes, it's going to be a little harder for you because you have long eyelashes. And he goes, most women would, like, kill for those eyelashes. But I don't know why we have them. I thought I was the only one. I thought it was just me and Andrew. I didn't realize, like, I don't gaze into other guys' eyes and be like, oh, you have really long eyelashes like me. Is that a normal thing?
Yeah. I feel like men typically have better eyelashes, and I have theories as to why this is, and I'm not saying I'm right, but I have two theories. Is one, men in general as a species are hairier than women, right? Mm-hmm. Like, especially on the face, like, you guys grow more hair on your face than we do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe that kind of has something to do with it, because your eyes are on your face and you guys have hairier faces than us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second reason being is that women mostly are the ones wearing makeup. So when I was a preteen, I started wearing makeup, not a lot, but, you know, a little bit. And mm-hmm. I feel like the daily struggle of us combing our lashes, putting mascara on, curling them, taking makeup off of them at night, you're constantly, like, washing and rubbing them. I think that takes a big toll out on our eyelashes.
Now I'm looking, I keep staring at you because I'm like, she doesn't have any eyelashes. Like,
yes, I do.
Like, no, look, I do.
Yeah, I can see. Mine are also kind of blonde, so like they're harder to see. I know,
mine are like paintbrushes.
Yeah, yeah, because you've never worn mascara. You've never curled your eyelashes. You're just hairier in general. So, like, you've gone your whole life just, like, pampering your eyelashes, basically letting them grow out. And I have eyelashes falling out every day. I'm wearing mascara. I'm washing my face. I have to wash my eyes. Like, eyelashes are falling out. And I've done that since I was a preteen.
So, I think the only thing that guys, and I know a few guys that have said this at the gym, like, we'll see women, and we're like, God, she's ripped. It's like, she's got so much definition. It's like, how did she do that? It's like, guys can't do that. Not all guys. I mean, if you're lean, you can. But, like, you'll see some women and you're like, man, that girl's, like, ripped. Like, you can see all the veins. You can see everything. It's like, guys got to work really hard to get to that. So that's the one thing we get jealous of.
Hmm.
It's like, you know what I'm talking about? You see those girls that have, like, because you, most women in general are just, like, leaner muscle, less body fat in general. And it's just like, man, that girl's in, like, she just shows it better.
Well, she probably is still working really hard, because I think women actually are supposed to have more of a body fat percentage because we have boobs, which are almost a lot of fat muscle, right? We have bigger butts, which is a lot of fatty tissue. And then also we're built, you know, to have babies or whatever. And so it's like that fat is important to our health if we were ever to, like, conceive kids and we're pregnant with kids. Like, we need that extra fat for protection on our bodies in, like, a biological way. So she is just, like, she's probably just working really, really hard to get that. That's what I've
noticed more is, like, women with, like, shoulder muscles and, like, back, like, upper back. You're like, man, how'd they get that? You're like,
those are probably women who, I'm not saying all, but maybe didn't have a high body fat percentage to begin with. So it's kind of easier to get to that spot if you're not super big to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Versus if you were someone that had a lot of body fat, you have to shed the fat first and then build the muscle.
Because, like, I've seen a lot of guys, like, guys that work out, they're like, man, that girl's ripped. I was like, how do I get like
that? Yeah. And if she's just a smaller person, like, you notice it more, you know? Okay, this one, you have to tell me this next one because I am so lost. Why do men say, I don't need to go to the doctor, or I don't want to go to the doctor. But then, like, something serious happens, like your arm falls off, or you go blind in an eye, or you can't hear anymore. Like, why will you not go to the doctor?
I don't know. I mean, it's a hassle, and they might find something else wrong with you. I think that's really, and I think sometimes we just think that it's just going to get better on its own. I mean, because, like, I've had this pain in my neck. I think I've complained about it to you for, like, 3 weeks. And I just have this pain, this crick in my neck that came out of nowhere, and it doesn't get better. Some days it's better, some days it's worse, but it's still there. And my wife's like, well, you should go to the doctor. It's like, I mean, it'll get better. It's just a crick in the neck. It's like, it could be something worse. I'm like, eh, it'll get better.
And don't get me wrong. When it's like little things like that, I don't expect you to go to the doctor. Like, oh, this, I woke up and this thing just hurts a little bit. But it has
been 3 weeks. And I mean, I probably should go. It's been 3 weeks.
But at the same time, I still agree with you, because you've been, I know personally in your personal life, you've been pretty stressed the past few weeks. You've probably gotten less sleep, or if you slept in a funny position. So, like, I think stress can do a lot to your body. But I'm talking about, like, if you are someone with chronic eye issues, or if you have a chronic condition that, like, you're supposed to go to the doctor for, like, on a bi-yearly or a yearly basis or whatever, and you still decide not to go. Like, why? Like, if you know that you have issues with this one thing on your body that's just not going to get better, and you have to get it treated by a doctor every so often, why are you not going?
Because it's a pain, and then it's like, we're going to spend money on something that, like, it's something that's not, like, I don't know. I guess the psychological part is, like, it's not benefiting me. I'm not getting anything out of it. I mean, I'm probably getting a longer life, but I'm not getting anything out of it. Like, I'm spending money.
Yeah, you're spending money to get healthcare that you need to live a better overall life.
I'm just saying, I don't do as much, I do more preventative care now than I used to in life. But I still don't do as much as I should. Like, you know, I go for my checkups and all that, but I don't go as, like, I just don't go as, like, I've had knee problems, and it's like, oh, it's, you know, same thing with the neck. It's like, it'll come and go. And my sister or my mom's like, hey, you should go get your knee checked out. I'm like, no, it feels good today. And then, like, a week later, my knee will hurt again. And it's like, I should get it checked out. And it's like, no, I'll put a sleeve on it or a brace, and it'll be fine. And then it won't hurt again. And then it'll come back. And it's like, it'll be okay. Like, it doesn't hurt enough, I guess. It's tolerable.
Okay. And I don't know. I guess I'm trying to meet you halfway here, because I understand that, like, if it just kind of hurts and it's on and off, it's like, yeah, what's the point of going to the doctor if the doctor's just going to say, yeah, put a brace on it, or just take some vitamins, or do some stretches or something, right? And you don't want to waste money on a doctor's appointment like that. But wouldn't you rather go, like, that one time and spend that little bit of money that one time, and then, you know, if you have knee pain again, it's like, okay, I'm not going to go in. I just have to wear my brace, or I just have to stretch, or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you need to make sure it's not something more serious. How do you know you don't have nerve damage? How do you know there's not something wrong with, like, your tendon?
I don't.
You don't. You need to go. Because you're paying. I wish men, and I keep saying you, and I'm sorry, I mean men in general. Like, you're paying money to know that it's, whether or not it's serious. You're paying money one time. Because if it is serious, you need to get it fixed, right? Yeah. Whether it's surgery or physical therapy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if it's not serious, it's like, okay, yeah, I hate having to pay that copay or whatever, but at least it's not serious and I just have to get a brace, or I just have to stretch, you know?
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think that's what men need to figure out. Because if I was going through that, like, if I was having random knee pain and it happened several times, I'd be like, okay, well, it doesn't feel serious, but I'm going to go to the doctor, even though it's uncomfortable, and I'm going to pay a copay and all this stuff, and just to make sure it's not something serious.
Well, I guess my whole thing, and I can't speak for other guys, but it's like, my hips do that, got into a car accident a few years ago, my left arm does that, I tore my biceps tendon a few years ago, my knee does that. You know, I probably played in sports or something. Like, there's all these little ailments, and it's like, some of it's just getting old, I guess. I guess that's, at the end of the day, that's how I feel. It's like, some of it's just old man ailments. Like, it's just the way it is. It's like, I don't want to go to the doctor for my knee and then for my hip. And then I feel weird if I'm like, hey, doc, I need you to check my arm, check my hip, check my right knee, check my neck. Can you just do this all at once?
Do you get a yearly physical?
I go to the doctor for a checkup. I don't get a physical per se.
Well, yeah, like a yearly checkup physical. That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's been, maybe I'm due for one.
When's the last time you had one, Sergio?
I mean, I went to the doctor in January, February. Yeah, I went in February.
Okay, so this year, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I would say if you're at least able to get, like, your yearly checkup once a year, because I'm assuming you have health insurance. Your health insurance pays for a physical once a year, like, free. Yeah, but
those things didn't bother me in February when I went. And I guess that's my whole thing. It's like, I just went. I don't want to go back.
Okay, I'm just saying, next time you have your physical or whatever, be like, hey, doc, sometimes this hurts, and this hurts. Because I had this accident, and then I tore this muscle, and I did this. Should I be worried, or is that just me being old and it's healing, and it's going to hurt sometimes?
I know, but then I guess it's be like, well, we won't know until we do an x-ray or an MRI, and then we got to schedule that, and then it's going to cost this. And it's like, oh. It turns into like a thing.
I don't know. The doctor would tell you how serious it could or could not be.
It turns into a thing. I'd rather spend my money on...
How about this? Here's a hypothetical. If we had free healthcare in this country and you knew all your tests and all your doctor's visits were free and did not cost you anything, would you go more?
Possibly.
Like if you knew you could get an MRI for free, if you knew you could get lab testing done for free, would you do it?
I probably would.
Okay. So a lot of it, I would say at least half of the reason for you is money.
I'm cheap.
Yeah.
I'm cheap in regards to where I spend my money.
Well, that's kind of sad. That makes me sad, though, because your health is worth the money.
No, but I'm fine with Myrna spending the money, and I'm fine with us spending the money on Andrew, but it's like, for me, it's like,
You're worth the money, Sergio. We want you healthy.
Yeah. They might want my insurance policy more. They might want the life policy more.
Aw, that makes me sad. You're worth the money. Go to the doctor.
We'll see.
Okay, this one's kind of weird. I don't know why some men are willing to pay a lot of money for just pictures of feet or just of boobs, but porn is free. So you can go online and watch porn for free, but some men are willing to pay money to get pictures of just your feet or just your boobs.
So I don't have that fetish, so I can't answer that, but I think I know. So, like, you can Google whoever, or you can get on a porn site and you can watch porn. But I guess if I say, hey, I'm getting so-and-so's feet or a boob picture of so-and-so and I'm paying for it, it's like, I don't know, the gratification of they did it for me. I guess. I don't know. Because like I said, I don't have like a collection of feet and boobs, so I don't know. But I can only assume that that's what it is like, oh, I've got that. It's for me. And granted, it's not just for you. She probably took that picture and sold it to 100 guys. But,
oh, yeah.
But you feel like it's for me. She did it for me.
I can kind of see that because, like, if I was a girl, like let's say I was on, like, OnlyFans, that's what it's called. I guess guys can talk to you on OnlyFans, right? Like, people talk to you. And so, like, you build that relationship with a guy, and then when he pays for a picture and let's say I send it to him, he thinks it's just for him, like to your point. Even though that might be a stock photo in my phone of 100 feet photos I have and I'm selling it to lots of men.
Right. But I mean, it's different than a porn because
you don't know the person in the porn.
You don't know the person in the porn, and then you can see, like, you know, it's like YouTube. It's like, oh, there's been 100,000 views. It's like, well, 100,000 other guys have seen this.
Oh.
But it's just me that got the picture of her feet. You know?
It's like you get to know her personally or something.
I guess. I don't know. I don't quite know. That's the best I can answer on that one.
Huh. I do know the reason people have foot fetishes, though.
I don't know that one.
So, I read this a long time ago, but from what I remember in this article is that the part of your brain... So, your brain... Each part of your brain controls, like, different parts of your body, right? The part of your brain that controls your feet and, like, you moving your feet around is right next to the part of your brain that, like, holds all your, like, hormones mm-hmm. for, like, sexual activities and stuff. And those parts are, like, right next to each other. Like, they butt up. Like, they share, like, a wall. And so sometimes that wall, like has like, let's call it like little holes in it. And so your foot part of your brain mixes with the sexual pleasure part of your brain. And that's why some people get foot fetishes, is because those parts of your brain are meshing.
Like, I don't have any ambition to rub feet or to look at feet.
It's not everybody.
Or if. Like, if I'm, like, on the couch with my wife and she wants to play footsies, I'm like, like, I don't want your nasty-ass feet on me.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, I had dancer's feet growing up. I don't expect anybody to want to rub my feet ever. Like, that's gross. And I have no desire to, like, always be rubbing my husband's feet. I think that's kind of gross. But when I hear of people having foot fetishes, it's not for me. I no longer think, oh, my God, that person's awful. Like, gross, weirdo. It's like... There's kind of a biological reason why they might have that kind of fetish. So,
nope, can't relate to that one. No, nope, no correlation there.
Okay, here's the next one. I find it confusing how men are so forgiving. It's one of the things I adore the most about men and find the most baffling. Like men that are like over 40 just get over things like that, but women hold grudges.
I don't forgive shit. I don't know who you're talking to, but I don't forgive anything.
Like, you just don't let things go?
No. I very rarely let things go. I'm like, like, there's so, like, I stress less over people. Like, I don't worry about them. So, like, in the old days, you know, like, if you had an issue with somebody, like, I might try to reconcile, or I'd be worried, like, oh, we're not friends anymore. Now I'm quick to let it go. Like, I'm quick to get over it. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm quick to get over it, but I don't let it go. And it's like, oh, well, I'm not really friends with them anymore. It's like, I mean, if they came around, it's cool. But that motherfucker brand not starting to... It's like, you know, it's like I always have, like, in my head, like, I remember what you did to me. I'm not going to let it go. You know? I guess that forgive but not forget. But I don't really forgive you because I assume you're going to do it again.
The trust is gone.
Yeah. No, I hold everything over people's heads. Like, I don't. Yeah, I hold everything over people's heads. I don't let anything go.
I still do that, but I'm trying to not do that anymore. I'm trying to learn how to let things go. But that's still really hard for me, so, because I remember.
It's not that I think the hard part for me is, like, I can let it not bother me for as long. But at the same time, it's like when I'm back in it or I'm back in the mix with that person, I think about it. And it's like, it's not worth it anymore. It's not worth trying to overcome it because I don't like them. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, women, I don't know. I feel like we can hold grudges a long time.
I'll hold grudges. I mean.
Yeah. We do. We do. And I think it's because, like, we learn from our mistakes, as most people should. So when we see someone doing that same thing again, it's like, they don't want to learn. They just keep doing it over and over. And that's really frustrating. So that's that's one of the reasons I hold grudges. It's like, you did this one thing that, you know, you shouldn't be doing. And I told you not to do it. And you agreed with me, but you keep doing it. So I'm going to hold this over you because you're not learning. You're just making the bad choice on purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's when I'm like, yeah, you know, you're out. Bye. Okay. Let's do one more. This one, I've been in situations like this. Why do men behave as if they're the smartest man in the world when we know they're like the village dummy, when they're an idiot?
So, see, that's a hard one, because there's one thing to know that you're the smartest man in the room, and then there's another thing to, I guess, to act like you're the smartest man in the room. Because I'll be in a room with guys that are clearly, like, in over their heads, and they're trying to play that part, that machismo, and they're smarter than you, and they want to tell the world that they're smarter than you. But then I've learned that the people that really are more intelligent than you usually aren't trying to get into a pissing match with you anyways. Like, they already know you're a dumbass. I'm like, I don't need to get into a pissing match with you. You're saying, you're talking out of your ass. It doesn't make any sense. You can clearly tell you're trying to impress somebody. And then the other people that are really, truly intelligent, they're not trying to show it off. It's kind of like the difference between being rich and being wealthy. It's like when you're rich, it's like fast money, you know, short-term money. Like, you got a car, you got a Rolex, you got this and that, but you don't really have anything like of value, like long term. Then you got those people that just like have so much money and they've invested and they don't care how they dress. They don't care what they wear. They don't care if you know they got money. They know they got it and that's all that matters. And, you know, so that's kind of the same thing with the intellect. It's like you're either the smartest man in the room and you know it, or you're trying to convey it and you're trying to sell it to everybody that I'm so smart. I'm so smart. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'll tell you from a woman's perspective, even if you are the smartest man in the room, if you're acting like the smartest man in the room, we're automatically going to think you're not.
Yeah.
Like, because I personally hate that. I'm like, oh, you think you're so smart and so much better than all of us. And even if you are, even if he has the highest IQ in the room, I'm like, you're just being an asshole because now you're just, you know.
But what I do like to do, and this is probably just me being me, or maybe all guys, but when you get that guy and they're just talking out of their ass, I do like to, like, sometimes, I try not to be, like, just coming at you, but I do like to, like, jab at you, like, hey, here's a hole in your, here's a chink in your armor. Like, nope, this, I'm fact checking. Like, nope, that's not right. Nope, that's not right. Nope, that's not right.
Good. I'm glad you're doing the checks and balances.
I like to do that sometimes. I like to let people know, like, nah, you're not impressing me, buddy.
Yeah. A lot of guys do that to women to, like, hit on them, too. Like, guys think that we're just attracted to people who are the smartest in the room. It's like, oh, if I act this way, I'm going to be, I'll impress her. And I'm just like, no, go away. Like, I don't want to talk to you.
I'm not, you know, I'm not very big on impressing people. I think I used to be. And as I've gotten older and as I've gotten more comfortable with myself, it's just kind of like I am who I am. And if you like me, you like me. If you don't like me, you don't like me. And some people find out things about me, not from me directly. They find it out from somebody else. And like, oh, I didn't know he did that. Or I didn't know he was that smarter. You know, it's just like, to me, that speaks more volume. As opposed to me trying to sell you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a salesman. That's what I do for a living. And I have sales. I've worked with salesmen like that are trying to like sell you all the time. Trying to sell themselves. Trying to sell. I'm like, I'm just me. And it's like, I don't have to sell you. I feel like I have enough. I'm comfortable enough in my own skin to where I feel like I have enough value. I don't have to sell it anymore. You know? I don't know. And I guess I don't really care. I don't really care if you like me or don't like me. It's just, mm-hmm. I'm me.
And that comes with age. I agree with you. I think it's younger people that are portraying that most of the time. And I think the older you get, the more exhausting you find out that is.
Yeah. Because like, one of the things I learned early on, and I think some of it was because I was cheap. Like when I would go out with friends and we go to the bar and my buddies would be like, hey, let me buy you a drink. And da da da. Like they want to like buy drinks for everybody and buy drinks for all these girls. I never did that. One, I was cheap. And two, I was like, me buying you a drink's not going to get you to fall in love with me. You're not going to come home with me because I bought you a drink. Like, I thought that was stupid.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I loved hanging out with those people because they're going to buy a drink for me and the girl I'm with because they want to feel like hot shit to everybody. It's like, cool, I'll let you do that. But, like, I'm not going to go buy this girl. I can count on my hand how many drinks I've bought for a woman in my dating career. Where I'd be like, hey, you know, cool, I'm at the bar, let me buy you a drink. Very rarely did I do that. Because I didn't feel like I should have to do that. Like, I don't have to impress you with that. Some people just want to impress people.
Yeah.
Like,
that's so much effort.
It's a lot of effort and a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to think of how many millions of dollars my friends spent on drinks for women.
I don't want to tell you how much money's worth of free drinks I got in my lifetime. I mean, women will go to bars just to get free drinks because that's what happens. But I mean, yeah, I'm glad you stuck to your principles, though. That's one in a million.
Like I said, my principle was I was cheap.
And most guys still are, but they're willing to spend what little money they have to try to get a girl's attention.
Nope, not always. Well, did you learn some stuff?
I did. I think the bathroom thing was the most enlightening and the doctor thing.
Yeah. Well, so now when your husband goes to the bathroom for 30 minutes, you know, he's just
on his phone.
He's in the middle of something.
I know.
He's
busy. I leave him be. I'll leave him be. But I won't check on him. Sometimes busy. I check on him.
No, you don't have to check on him.
I'm like, are you okay?
Then you got to start the time over. You ruined it. Now you got to start the time over.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, he's in the middle of reading something, and then now you've
Oh, I'm sorry. Him. He's reading Reddit. Like, come
now,
on.
I know, but now you've distracted him, and now he's got to, like, start over.
Okay, God forbid I asked him a question.
Because maybe he hasn't gone to the bathroom yet. Maybe he's just still waiting to go, and you ruined his... You ruined his, like...
Okay, lesson learned. Don't talk to him at all when he's in the bathroom.
Just
got it.
Just leave him alone.
Okay.
He's doing his thing.
Ladies, just leave your significant male others alone in the bathroom.
Like, don't worry about what goes on in there. Just be glad you're not in there.
Oh, no, I'm grateful I'm not in there. Sometimes he goes in there and the dogs follow him in, and I'm like, aw, poor puppies. They're stuck in there.
I hate them being in there. I like... Sometimes they'll try to push the door open. I'll lock it. Sometimes I'll even keep, like, banging in the door. Like, I'll turn off the light to make them think I'm not in there. Like, yeah. Mm-mm. I want to be left alone. It's my time.
But that's your most vulnerable time, and that's why they want to protect you.
They want to attack me?
No, they want to protect you. Because when dogs poop, like, they're always, like, looking for, like, a human. Like, your dog probably makes eye contact with you when they poop, because that's their most vulnerable time, and they need to know that you're watching their back.
That seems so weird to me when they do that. When they look at me and we make eye contact, I'm like...
It's because they need to know you're protecting them while they're vulnerable.
No, I'm like, look, I look away. Like, it's weird. Like, I don't want to make
There's a reason they do that.
I don't want to make eye contact with you while you're taking a dump.
Mm-hmm. And then when you're going, they have to protect you. So that's why they want in.
I don't need protection. I have a door.
They don't know what that
means.
And
I have my phone. I can call 911.
Okay. They don't know what 911 is.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we'll end there.
Well, that's going to wrap up episode 18. Wow. Episode 18, season 6. So, let's thank the sponsors again. Thanks to Wavespace Audio for the music, and Young Ideas Dish for your dish and Google product needs.
Thanks, guys.
Check us out on TikTok, by the way. We are on TikTok.
Yes, we started posting some TikToks.
Law and Disorder Podcast. At Law and Disorder Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, hit us up on TikTok. Share some stuff with us. What's all of our socials? Facebook is Disorder Law. What's Instagram? Do we use Instagram?
I don't think we have an Instagram.
Do we not have an Instagram? I thought we
did. I don't remember. I'll have to look it up.
We got a TikTok and we got a Facebook.
Which is enough for me. I think TikTok's the more important one.
Yeah. Law and Disorder Podcast. Hit us up on there. Let us know about your experiences with us. If you like the show, if you hate the show, hit us up on Facebook.
If there's anything you want us to talk about.
Yeah. Or if there's anything you don't want us to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Well, we won't talk about it if you don't want us to.
So that's going to wrap us up. On behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin here,
hey.
We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Later.